Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Pam Scholes, and she is the treasurer for the Cass County Master Gardeners. Good morning to you, Pam.
Good morning, LaVon.
Pam, we want people to know, master gardeners or not master gardeners, just interested in pretty things and plants, that there's a happening that they need to get in on.
Right. We want everybody to come.
And that would be?
Anybody that's wanting to have a day out, seeing beautiful things, and having a good time.
Okay.
We want everybody to hop on the bus.
Hop on the bus. That's a good way to put it. And this is happening when, what time, give us, and how much?
Well, it's going to be on June 16th, and that's coming up real fast.
Ooh,
next
yes.
Thursday. So we need everybody that would be interested in going to get signed up real quick. We're going to leave from the Cass County Fairgrounds at 7:30. We're going by bus, so nobody will have to drive. It'll be a nice, relaxing day, and we should get home about 6 o'clock that evening.
Okay. And, you know, it is, when you say nobody has to drive, isn't it great to, as you say, hop on the bus and visit with friends and maybe meet some new people?
It is. And talking about friends, if you want to go, you're welcome to bring friends.
So all right.
Everybody's welcome.
And how can people register?
Well, the cost is $50. That includes, of course, your transportation, lunch. We also have a snack. We do provide water, but if you want something else, then bring it along. That's always available. And then you just go down to the Extension office, or you can look on the Extension's website. They have a form to fill out, name, address, contact phone number, and then just remit that along with your $50.
All right. So getting that done soon. You might, as you said, want to call a friend, but if you're not, you'll find a friend on the bus for
that's
sure.
For sure.
Yeah. And Pam, the Master Gardeners keep sponsoring this. And again, you said, anybody else, because it's sponsored by the Master Gardeners. It's not just for Master Gardeners.
That's right.
They've been doing it for quite a while, quite a few years.
We have. I don't know how many years, but I'd say it's been more than 10.
Because I'm thinking it started before you were a Master Gardener.
That's right.
Oh, and you've been a Master Gardener for quite a while.
And I've went on quite a few trips. So.
Yeah. And now you've been involved in the planning for the last, I don't know, maybe 5 years or so. How do you decide where to go?
Well, we try to find a different area that people might be interested in that they haven't been before. We've been over toward Des Moines. We've been over to Lincoln. They've been up north. So we just try to pick an area and look for things that people might be interested in that area.
Okay, so tell us about this particular trip.
Okay, this particular trip, the main part of the day will be spent at Nebraska City, but our first stop will be in Glenwood's Giving Garden. It's a community garden that was started a few years ago to combat hunger, providing food for kitchens and different places that they distribute food to the needy people. After we leave Glenwood's Giving Garden, then we're going to go to Nebraska City to the Arbor Day Farm and spend the biggest share of the day there. We're also going to have lunch there. They have a farm cafe that will provide our lunch, and then they have pies and wine and a lot of little things. They also have a gift shop there. After we leave Nebraska City, it'll be after lunch, then we're going to hit some Victorian gardens that are right there in Nebraska City and tour those.
And Pam, I want to go back to lunch. It's food is always, no matter how pretty the flowers are and how interesting, we always want to know about food. And I've not been there, but I keep hearing people say, oh, you have to have some pie.
Right. You know, Arbor Day, their main focus is on trees, and of course they have lots of fruit trees, so of course they have lots of pies.
Okay.
And that'll be available for purchase if anybody's interested in pie and ice cream after our lunch.
Okay, and that part of it is an extra cost if you decide to indulge, but the lunch itself is included. And kind of backing up, so is the tip for the bus driver. You know, you don't have to open your wallet at all unless you want to buy dessert or buy some other plants or that kind of thing. Otherwise, you're just there. And I know, Pam, from experience, that there are a lot of people who buy a lot of plants, and you can kind of organize for that.
Right. The bottom portion of the bus where most people put luggage, usually by the end of the day, is filled with plants or different kinds of gifts or pots or whatever people like to purchase. So if you you think you might want to be interested in doing some shopping, we'll find lots of good bargains, and just bring a box or labels that you can put on your pots, and we store them underneath the bus, and when you get home, all you have to do is load them in your car.
Yeah, and you'll know whose is whose. And that is learned from experience, correct?
Occasionally, right.
There's been a plant going, who does this belong to? And somebody's already gone home. And so, yeah.
Right.
Those
labels,
I'm thinking, well, maybe I'm wrong, but I'm thinking most people have a ton of those personal labels that they've gotten in the mail from somebody. Stick some in your
purse
or whatever and bring a
wallet.
Few along just in case.
Yeah, you might find that one thing that you just can't live without.
That's true. Because there will be plants that and other things that are not available locally. I know I think most of us have done a lot of shopping locally, and probably we think, oh, we don't need anything more. Well, guess what?
Yeah, you find something a little unusual that you just can't live without.
Yeah. And saying that, Pam, I want to divert a little bit from the bus tour. How many plants do you have? Tell me about your garden.
Well, I have a small garden. I suppose I have mostly of the usual things. I do have some plants that might be I liked the new King Tut papyrus plant that they have out.
Yes.
I just think those are the neatest things. So I do have those in my garden. Of course, I have lots of iris, peonies, the usual things.
Yeah. Chris, now the iris and the peonies are
just about.
So do you have any of the big, tall lilies?
I do have some. Earlier this spring when we had our spring garden seminar, we had pots that you could make up. And part of that, I brought one home, and my lilies are just about ready to bloom.
Yeah, so that's kind of the next phase, and I've seen a few blooming in town, but that's kind of the next phase, I think, at least in my garden, are all of those lilies, not just the daylilies, but all the other kinds,
mm-hmm.
and they last for a long time.
Yeah, they do.
So,
and of course, you know, everybody has annuals out, and your pots are so pretty, so.
Yeah, and now the job is to water.
Water.
Yeah, we've been blessed not having to do much of that, but this week I think every pot's going to need to be watered more than once.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Summer's coming.
That's okay, and that's okay. We need that warm weather, but we kind of need to do a little tender care there for all of our plants. Pam, as you think about being a master gardener, and of course we're saying again, this bus trip isn't just for master gardeners, but as you think about being a master gardener, why do you do that?
Well, of course, going through the master gardener course, you get a lot of education on plants and different things, so I think that's interesting. But I really enjoy working in the garden and making new friends and seeing the results of your work, that's real rewarding.
Yeah, and many master gardeners, of course, do a lot of work in their communities all over the county. And actually, there are some Cass County master gardeners who live outside of Cass County, which we love, so that word spreads. And then I recall that, Pam, that there's going to be a new class coming up if you aren't a master gardener and you want to be one.
Right. This fall, they're going to have a new class. So you can inquire about that at the Extension office. We didn't have one last year, so this one upcoming, we hope to have a big class.
Yeah, great. And as you said, good friends and always something, you know, you go, oh, I'm having this trouble, or here's my prettiest thing right now, and it's fun to visit with somebody else about that.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And we do lots of fun things, too.
That's true. And this trip is just one of them for Master Gardeners and other people. So, again, tell us when and how we get to register.
Okay. It's June 16th, which is next Thursday, not this coming Thursday, but next Thursday. So you need to sign up right away. Contact the Extension office. I believe their number is 243-1143.
No, 32. 1132.
1142.
No, 32.
32.
32. 1132. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay.
Be sure and call them. Fill out a registration form. It's just simple name, address, contact, phone number, and enclose your $50, and you're all ready to go.
Plan to be at the fairgrounds.
Right. There'll be a big bus there. We'll leave at 7:30 in the morning, and we do leave promptly because we've got a lot
to get on the road.
Day.
Yeah. Okay.
And we should be home around supper time.
Okay. Five. Great. Thanks so much for all your work, Pam, along with the others who've put all this together and plan a great day for us. And until next time, here's a thought. A weed is a plant that has mastered every survival skill except for learning how to grow where you want it.